the microphone's more sensitive when you do that. Hello.
Hi.
Like, turn it down.
It's just, I don't know.
Let's call the Coca-Cola Company.
Okay. Did you know? Hold on. Did you know Mormons aren't allowed to drink caffeine, but they can drink Coke?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Disney, like, dream house apartment or whatever with Drew?
Yeah.
Remember there was
like
a girl
many companies,
there with pink
we
hair?
We are seeing greater demand for products consumed at home.
There was a girl there with pink hair. Her name was Penny or something.
I don't
remember. She was there with her boyfriend.
With our customers and our suppliers.
I don't remember.
The challenge during this
well, anyways, or her husband or whatever. We appreciate he was Mormon. He went to Burbank High.
Please know that we are working
and Paige asked
they were
about,
with us?
Yeah, they were part because she worked at Swingers.
Oh.
I was like so annoyed.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I was so annoyed because I'm like, oh, this is like someone I know. Like, you know? And so.
Please press 1. If you are interested in nutritional information for one of our products, please press 2. If you are an employee, former employee, a retiree, or you are calling about employment opportunities,
I don't know, I didn't hear it.
Please press 3.
Employment
if you are calling for Fountain,
just press 1.
This call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Well, anyways, he went to Burbank High. He was a year older than us.
And he's Mormon?
Yeah.
Good afternoon, Coca-Cola. This is Samuel. How may I help you?
Hey, how's it going, Samuel?
Oh, it's going all right.
This is Brendan Strong. I'm here with Big Nancy, my wife.
Hello.
And we just were talking about how we could really go for a Diet Coke.
Gotcha. And are you're not able to locate the Diet Coke in your area?
Yeah, we don't. Yeah.
Well, we're somewhere right now where there's no Diet Coke and we can't get to a restaurant or a store or anything.
I hear you.
Do you guys do direct like
delivery?
Like, yeah, can we sign up for like to get direct delivery?
What I can do is I can definitely reach out to my local distributor for you. They would have more information regarding, home delivery or if they offer that. Mm-hmm. They would have more information on that.
You know those like water, you know how people get water delivered? Like they have a water cooler with like 5 gallons of water in there?
Right.
Can you do that with Coke?
I wish I had more information on that, but I can definitely reach out to the local... bottler, who will be able to better answer that question for you. Can you have your zip code?
Yeah, it's 90. Can you hook us up with some free coupons?
I can definitely send a coupon out to your location for you.
All right.
We just had Zanku chicken, and we could really go for a Diet Coke.
Yeah.
But I didn't buy one because I didn't think I should be drinking it because I'm pregnant.
Oh, okay.
Are you allowed to drink Diet Coke when you're pregnant?
that's definitely a good question. I wish I had more information on it.
My friend.
I'm assuming that it's safe. I'm assuming that it's safe.
Well, I guess, if you work for Coca-Cola, you probably shouldn't say it's not. unless they tell you.
That. I mean, have you heard of like a baby that where the mom drank Diet Coke every day and the baby was born with flippers or something? I've never heard that.
No, I've never.
So it's probably fine.
my friend Jason told me Diet Coke is organic. Is that true?
Diet Coke, I can definitely check and see for you. Right now, I'm just looking to see if I'm able to locate any in the area for you. Let's see. And you said that you was also looking to get a coupon, and I'd be more than happy to get one out for you guys.
Awesome.
May I have your first and last name and your home address?
Yeah, it's Brendon, B-R-E-N-D-O-N. Strong, S-T-R-O-N-G. And the address is...
All right, thank you. And let's see here. Now just looking to see if I can locate it in the area for you, which I have not had any success. Everything is like calling for stock.
Oh, really?
Well, let me try another...
So there's a shortage of Coca-Cola in our zip code?
Of the Diet Coke. It's been like sporadic. Because we've been making sure that regular Coke and regular Sprite are on the shelves.
Yeah. People are very health conscious in our neighborhood, so Diet Coke is.
You think they'd
sells
want,
out a lot.
Yeah, exactly. They want it because it's diet.
Yeah.
It's just a good drink.
I like Coke Zero, to be honest. Can I get a coupon for that?
Yes.
All right. Yes.
See, I like Diet Coke. There's something about the flavor. It doesn't really taste good, but you crave it.
Yeah, what is that?
What's up with that?
What's up with that?
Like I saw a friend of mine just now drinking a can of Coca-Cola, and I thought, oh God, I could really go for a Coke.
Is that our friend Aaron?
Diet Coke. Yeah. Wait, does Coke do Dr. Pepper?
We do not do Dr. Pepper as separate, but we do bottle it in some of our plants.
So Dr. Pepper's its own thing?
It's not owned by Coke.
Right. It's its own.
Do you do Mr. Pibb?
Mr. Pibb, yes, we do Mr. Pibb.
Could you send us a coupon for Mr. Pibb?
Yes.
Yes.
I like Mr. Pibb.
It tastes just like Dr. Pepper. Dude, Dr. Pepper is my shit. I'm not going to lie. You know what it's the best with? Panda Express.
You know what's good is you get some hard pretzels, right? Yeah. Put hard pretzels in your mouth and then take a sip of Dr. Pepper and swish it all up. It's good.
What, the salt of the pretzel?
The pretzels, you mix it all together. Chewed up pretzels and Dr. Pepper in your mouth. And when I lived in Austin, I went to the Dr. Pepper Museum in Waco, Texas.
Does Dr. Pepper only have Dr. Pepper? It doesn't have any other soda?
I know they're with, you may have like, that's a good question.
They're not part of like
a big,
not owned by Pepsi, right?
Yes, they're like a, because I don't know, they have, their number is like Pepsi 7-Up. I mean, no, excuse me, not Pepsi, it's like 7-Up and Keurig. Dr. Pepper's, phone number.
Thing.
Yeah.
Got it.
And RC Cola, where do they fall in?
Last.
I like RC Cola.
I feel like my grandma would always get us Shasta orange soda and RC Cola, and it would make my dad crazy.
Do you ever hear of Coke? Do you ever hear of Frank's?
No.
That's what.
Have you ever heard of Frank's?
Me, I haven't. I wish I have, but I haven't.
Frank's soda. It's, I don't know where it's from. It's what we had in Philadelphia. They make. They had like a grape soda and a cream soda.
Ugh.
Black cherry Wishniak.
Ugh.
That's good.
Sounds awful. Cream soda is no good.
I like cream soda. Does Coca-Cola make a cream kind of? Well, you guys do.
Yeah.
Like, you have like cream, but it's part it's of like Coke, though. Like an orange cream, but it's part of
but
cola.
But it's orange cream Coke.
Yeah.
Well, you guys have those vending, those crazy like soda vending machines where you can mix anything into the Coke.
Yes. Those are, yeah, those are freestyle machines.
Let me tell you something.
Freestyle machines?
They're cool. One time.
That's my jam. I didn't know that's what it was called. That's like, because that's kind of like, well, I guess they couldn't call it a suicide machine.
Why?
Well, that's what it's called. That's what you used to call it when you go and you put a mix of everything. You call that a suicide.
That's what.
You go up to a soda machine.
Okay, can I tell the story? Brendan and I went to the movies once and it had one of those freestyle machines. And, you know, there's popcorn and soda goes good with popcorn. And he comes back with a soda. I'm like, what is it? He's like, it's Coke, root beer, Dr. Pepper, and like cherry Coke.
No.
That's fucking gross.
No.
It was not far off from that.
I didn't have no root beer in there.
Okay, well, you had at least two or three sodas mixed together, and I thought, just get one.
So what? Do you ever do that, Samuel? Mix up a bunch of sodas when you're at a freestyle machine?
I have tried it, yes.
And did you like it?
Yes. It's certain flavors I like. They I didn't know they go good together.
Mm-hmm. The cherry can be over. You got to be careful with cherry because the cherry can overpower.
Dude, you ever have Coke with UV red vodka, cherry flavored vodka?
No, I haven't had that.
That tastes like cherry Coke. Whew, that'll get you messed up.
Oh yeah,
tastes good. Give you a bad hangover the next day because of all the sugar.
Yeah.
Did you know when I would go out with my friends, I would get vodka cranberries with pineapple juice? I'd drink like five or six of them.
Yeah.
The next day I felt like shit. Yeah. I didn't realize it's because, I mean, cranberry juice, there's like 100 grams of sugar in it or something.
Hmm.
So now I just drink tequila. I don't feel so bad.
I went on a kick of when that vanilla vodka came out.
Yeah.
At the club in Austin that I would hang out at. I was drinking vanilla vodka and Diet Coke.
Ooh,
tasted good. But I'd be up all night because I'm like, oh, I had 8 Diet Cokes.
Yeah.
That's a ton of caffeine.
Yeah. Caffeine affects you in a way that it has never affected me. Caffeine makes me tired.
Keeps me up.
I had coffee. Today I had coffee and I bought a thing of peppermint mocha creamer. Mm-hmm. So I put some in my coffee today. But I drink like half of it and I'm like, I feel more tired than I did before. What's that about?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What's that about?
I don't know.
excuse me.
You okay?
Yeah.
I just got my nails done on Sunday and they're already.
So what's go what how many coupons are we getting?
Basically I can send out I'm gonna send out two of them and they're good for like any Coca-Cola carbonated beverage.
Right.
And you're good for a 2 liter, a 20 ounce, 6 or 8 pack.
Nice.
And you just take it to any store?
Manufacturer's coupon.
Oh, dude.
That's the way to go.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Thank you, Samuel. Are you working from home?
Yes, we are. We've been home since the, March? Yeah, March. Wow. Mid-March.
Yeah, you seem very chilled out. You seem like you're chilling at your house.
Like relaxed.
You seem pretty relaxed.
Not stressed out.
You don't seem like you're at a call center.
Yeah.
You hear the background noise.
There's no background noise or anything. Are you, do you have a family that you live with or you live alone?
Yes, I do have a family. I kind of like going to a wholly separate room.
Okay.
Yeah, it like, you know, they don't come in or nothing.
So how does it work? They forward, you're just like on, do they just forward the calls to your phone between certain hours?
Yes, it's like we connect to like a router and because basically the calls, they come in through, they send them in from the set hours that we work. And it's because when we're in the office, we're on the, internet as well.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like the same thing. It's just when we first came home, it was a little bit with everyone on the system. It was like a little bit, slower than normal.
Right.
Yeah.
But now it's, it's fast and everything has been fast since.
So you have
since
to sit
late March.
Like, do they keep track of you? Like, do you have to like sit at your computer with a headset on for like 6 hours a day or something?
Yeah, so they do keep track, and I do have a double sided headset, so that's why you don't hear any background noise or anything
right.
like that. We sign in and out.
Right. They got to keep track of you, right?
I know. God forbid you like yes. take a.
Yeah. God forbid the Coca-Cola company.
Yeah.
Gives you an extra nickel.
I know.
You know.
Lets you take an hour off.
Yeah. Lets you
just chill.
Yeah.
With your family.
Do you have kids there?
Yes. It's at first it was interesting, but then now it's they know not to come in at a certain time, or I'll say like I'm on my break or I'm on lunch, and
Have they ever like lost their minds while you were trying to do a call?
No.
Yeah. Well,
they have walked in it, like while I'm on a call, but I'm like, I'm like quiet,
Yeah. How old are your kids?
They're like 9 and 6. So they're,
like 9 and 6. Do you know how old your kids are?
Well, I just 9 and 6.
Well, that's not too bad.
Be there.
They can listen. At least the 9-year-old can listen.
Yeah. Like a 6-year-old, you can listen too. It's not like a 3-year-old.
Yeah. We have a 3-year-old.
Yeah. She's crazy.
And she just comes in to be like, what are you doing? It's nothing like that. You remember, was it last year where the man was like, I think he was in the UK. And
yes.
The nanny, he walked in, the kid came in, and the nanny, like, all over his seat. And I was like.
It's so funny.
I know. Right.
Yeah, we couldn't. With our daughter, we couldn't work from home with a phone.
No way. She'd be up on you all day, just like bugging, like leave me alone. But she's in preschool, so that's good.
Yeah, it's quite. It took a little bit to get used to with everyone, home, but it's not so bad now.
No,
it's kind of nice you get to spend more time with them.
Right,
you don't have to get up. Exactly.
Exactly. I know, because it's like, like how in the office you had your, like the vending machine and access to different things.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my, now I have to get everything, my favorite Coke product at home. I have to make sure I get it from, grocery store and all that.
Oh, would you get free Coke all day at work?
We had like. It was like with our lunch, we had it.
Did they have, I heard, so they didn't have just like free Coke on tap for everyone?
It was like certain hours, you could take advantage of it.
Huh.
Other day, certain hours.
I mean, they should just give it. Well, I guess, you shouldn't have that much sugar, but.
Yeah.
I mean, you know how much.
They probably shouldn't let anybody drink it.
You know how much it costs to make like a gallon of Coke?
What?
Like probably like 3 cents.
Yeah.
I would think.
Dude, that's like a 500% profit margin.
I mean, it's the same with beer. I mean, I guess beer is like a little bit more of a process.
Well, I mean,
but
the
really,
good
it's
stuff.
Just water with some stuff in it. That's all soda is.
You can make your own soda with a soda stream.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
If would you get fired if they found out you had a soda stream?
That's a good question. I did, but I mean, like, they have like the was it the slushy thing that they were selling, and because I like slushies,
yeah,
and I you know, like to make with the Coca-Cola and
cherry.
You know, cherries and stuff. I try to make them every once in a while just to recreate.
I know. Wait, so they had Slurpees at. Or slushies
or like
at work?
You know, like the slushies, like yeah. Like fancy strawberry or raspberry. Kind of like the flavors you see at the gas station.
Right.
And I'm like, I wasn't even a big, I had stopped them for a while. And then when I actually started, I'm like, oh, I didn't get hooked on them again.
Yeah.
If I could, I mean, I would get a Slurpee every day. I love them. Or whatever, slushy. See, I call them Slurpee. I call them icy.
Yeah, but Slurpee is 7-Eleven.
Yeah, but it's still Coke and cherry.
Yeah.
And then at the movie theaters, it's an icy.
Yeah. They're the blue ones.
Which
and the
I
red
like
ones.
Cherry. Cherry icies. I like most mostly cherry, a little bit of Coke.
Wait, at the movies, the icies, do they have Coke?
No.
Flavor?
No,
it's just
blue
cherry.
Or
red, right?
Yeah, cherry or blue raspberry, which is actually
good. Yeah, blue raspberry.
That's good sometimes because it's like white. You know, it's good.
What else does Coca-Cola own?
Dasani.
Yeah, Dasani, and you have like the Minute Maid line, and then of course like Simply line, which is you know really good, and then you have Fairlife with the milk.
What? They own that?
Do you get a discount on all this stuff?
In the store, we pay the regular retail price.
Boo.
Yeah, you should have some kind of like card or something that you can flash.
Yeah. I mean, that's a lot. Right? That's your milk. Nice. That's juice.
Milk, juice.
That's soda.
Yeah.
Water. You should be getting.
I mean, they should just, give a pallet.
Come on.
Every month, they should drop a pallet of juice and water.
And milk.
And milk. Well, but milk's going to, doesn't, can't.
Oh, yeah,
up
you
on
can't
milk,
do a whole
really.
Pallet. I had no idea that Fairlife thing was owned by.
I don't even know what Fairlife is.
It's like it's like some like purified milk. I don't know. My brother Michael drinks it. He likes the chocolate.
Oh, yeah, it's good. It's really good. Yeah,
it's like real smooth.
Hmm.
So I went ahead and I got both of them. I got them sent out for you.
Yes.
Oh, thanks.
Along with like a letter. So you should definitely have it, you know, soon, the coupon to use on any, you know, carbonated, you know, Coca-Cola beverage.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
Thanks. Samuel, right?
Yes.
Thanks.
Thanks, Samuel.
Really glad we called you.
You're welcome. No problem.
Hey, do you guys work like 24-hour? Like, is there somebody always answering the phones?
This department, works until like 7 p.m. Eastern time.
Okay.
But other departments like the fountain repair, they work 24 hours.
Wow.
They're 24 hours.
How much do one of those freestyle
That's
fountains
a good question.
Cost?
Could you get one of those
That's
in your house?
Question. I can definitely provide you the number to my to the inside sales. For the local distributor, and they'll be able to, you know, let you know how much it would be because you would go through the local bottler to get one.
And it's called a freestyle Coca-Cola. What would it be
machine.
Called? Just a freestyle machine?
Yes.
They had them in the Righteous Gemstones, I think.
Oh, that's right. They did.
Yeah, they had like.
I bet there's like some rich. I bet some rappers and like LeBron James might have one in his house.
Oh, like the, you know, like how they had like the arcade machines for the house.
Yeah. Yeah. I think if you're crazy rich, I mean, you have all this stuff. Okay, what's the number for me to call to get the freestyle Coca-Cola machine? I mean, I probably won't be able to afford one, right? It's got to be.
I'm going to say it's like
$8,000.
I was going to say $5,000. They should give one away on The Price is Right.
Oh, they should.
Should tell Drew.
Okay.
So I do have the number 653.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
check it out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, I guess that's it. It was really fun talking to you, Samuel.
Where are you?
I'm going to guess you're in Georgia, right?
Yes, I'm in Georgia.
Wow.
That's where Coca-Cola is.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had like a whirl of Coca-Cola. I think one in Las Vegas, Atlanta, and then Orlando. The World of Coca-Cola Museum.
Oh. You know what? They should do a Coca-Cola theme park. But you know what? Coca-Cola is in every theme park, probably. So why would they have their own?
Well, and what are they going to have? Like, why?
I don't know. Rides? Roller coasters?
Rides?
Yes, Coke ride, Coke Zero ride, Diet Coke ride, Sprite ride.
Yeah.
A Minute Maid ride.
The Dasani water splash, like log flume thing.
Yeah, yes.
It'll be all Dasani water in the water park.
Ugh. Dasani water makes me feel thirsty.
Careful,
thirsty.
Samuel's on the line still.
It tastes good. I love it. You get it at McDonald's and Disneyland.
I hear you. But it's definitely been a pleasure speaking with you guys, and I got it sent out. And
thank you
for customers, and you guys enjoy your day, okay?
Thanks, Samuel. You too.
Thanks,
have
Samuel.
A good night.
See ya.
You too.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Samuel.
Bye, Samuel.
Bye, Samuel.
You want to suck on my dick, Samuel? You want to suck on my dick?
Leave Samuel alone.
Samuel, you want to fuck me in the ass?
Come on.
Hey, Sam.
He's giving us free soda.
Let's have fucking phone sex.
Okay, listeners, all you have to do is...
Well, we're calling Pepsi now.
Well, all you have to do is call Coca-Cola and they'll give you coupons.
You know what? There's, I used to write letters to companies.
Oh, to get free stuff?
Yeah. They always send you free shit.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
I cannot bend over.
You're going to bend over later when I give it to you up the ass.
So gross. Whatever.
Anal sex.
I had a dream last night.
Thank you for calling Pepsi Cola Consumer Relations.
Brendan's
our office hours are Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Fuck.
Although we're not available to personally answer your call at this time, please listen to the following helpful items.
What the hell?
If you're calling for Pepsi Direct Sale.
Well, fuck you, Pepsi.
Fuck Pepsi.
Dude, Samuel's the shit.
Dude, Diet Pepsi is pretty good, though.
Whatever.
What does Pepsi own?
Taco Bell. KFC.
I mean, does it have other drinks?
Yeah.
High C,
Mountain
maybe.
Mountain Dew and shit.
Oh. Who owns
High
C?
They fucking close.
Dude, we went to El Pollo Loco and they had a High C fruit punch. You ever drink that shit?
No.
Aaron, you ever drink High C fruit punch?
Yeah. I mean, don't they have that at McDonald's?
Yeah. And I feel like they had it at Chuck E. Cheese or something because I took a sip and I was like... This shit reminds me of Chuck E. Cheese. Whew, it's so good.
It's like they own Sierra Mist too, don't they?
Pepsi?
Yeah.
Sierra Mist isn't so bad.
What's Sierra Mist taste like? Sprite?
Wow, they own Gatorade?
Yeah. Who owns Gatorade? Pepsi?
Yeah. Tropicana and Quaker Oats.
What the fuck? They own Tropicana? Mm-hmm. And Quaker Oats?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I'm getting pissed off. I'm getting tricked. I'm not buying Tropicana. Even though their orange juice is pretty good. Did you know that, Brendan?
Tropicana orange juice?
There's this kid
I prefer their casinos.
There's this kid on the Zoom with the kindergartner I'm with, and he always has something to say, but he has like this really like annoying voice.
Tell him to go fuck
like
himself.
This? Like, Nothing's wrong with him. His voice is just annoying, and his mom is annoying, too. Like, when she talks, she, like, doesn't open her mouth
all the
way.
Thank you for calling Royal Crown 7-Up. Our office hours are from 8 a.m.
Royal
to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday.
4:30 p.m.?
What is the deal?
Wake up early if you want to call these motherfuckers. Coca-Cola's the only one doing it right. You got to hand it to them.
I thought he said 7 p.m. Eastern time.
Yeah, that's what Samuel said.
Yes, that's like 15 minutes.
Yeah, that's why we got him on the phone, because it wasn't 7 p.m.
I'm just saying,
yet.
Even that's...
Whoa, call in the Genius Squad to give Amanda the key to the city.
I'm just saying, that's really not that late either.
I mean, 7's... that's a reasonable hour for... If you're on the East Coast, you're like, hey, I can still get somebody at 7 o'clock.
But don't they have
And if you're on the West Coast, you're like, oh, okay, I have until 4 o'clock to call someone.
That's not a lot of time. Most people work until 5 or 6.
Well, you could call Coca-Cola when you're at work.
Not anymore.
Pepsi also owns SodaStream.
Oh, shit. Dude. That's a fucking trick.
Mm-hmm. They lost KFC, though, and Pizza Hut.
Oh, ooh, they did? How'd they lose it?
They lost it by terminating contracts with in Indonesia or something like that.
What?
Weird.
Yeah.
Dude, there's this new show on Netflix called Emily in Paris.
I saw somebody tweeting about that.
Yeah, my wife's watching it.
What is it?
It's made by the guy from Sex and the City.
Does she get boned in the ass?
I haven't seen that yet, sadly, because there's a lot of fucked? Hot French guys. Well, I don't know, but she's like a brand. She's like,
thank you for calling Faygo Beverages. Our office is currently closed.
Oh my
business
God.
Hours are
Faygo. She has like the most like generic, bland, boring job. Like she's like brand marketing. She's like, I think you should tweet this and put this on Instagram because we want to get brand exposure. I'm like, ugh, couldn't they have given her like a more
well,
cool
it's
job?
It's an easy, it's like an easy business to fake for a TV show. You know what I mean? Because it's
yeah,
just like,
nobody
it's so
really,
basic.
It's, yeah.
It's like my theory about like,
what even is it? What is the job there? It's like we are increasing your sales, and I'm just like, ugh.
Well, it's like my theory with it, how every TV show or movie, when someone has like a job, they're like, oh,
yeah.
I have a big presentation at work in the morning. The investors are coming. Like it's just all this vague kind of like,
yeah,
made up shit. So Frank's soda, okay, let's see.
But on that show, a lot of it is dedicated to her at work, like explaining things. Does your wife like it, Aaron?
Yeah, I guess. She just ran through a bunch of them last night.
I mean, it's like so like dopey and silly and easy to watch.
So
and
it's
she's
supposed
in
to be
Paris.
Funny?
No. I mean, it's supposed to be
like Sex and the
clever.
City.
It's not as funny as Sex and the City, though.
Oh, my. Well, what is, really?
Sex and the City's good. If you're a girl... If you're a guy, I don't think you'll like it. It's not really meant for you. It's like girls don't really like... What's like a manly show? Oh, I don't know.
CSI.
Like weird. Boardwalk Empire. It's like, do girls like that show? No. My dad liked it.
I never watched it.
Deadwood.
That was good.
Yep.
I could not care less about Deadwood. You know, so you see what I'm saying? Some things are just not meant for me to watch.
Well,
Sex and the City is not made for you.
Yeah, it is.
It's made for me. No, it's not.
I love having sex.
Dude,
in the
second
city.
Sex and the City is crazy. That's a good one to
okay,
watch.
Okay, is it Sex in the City?
And. Sex and the City. Sex and the City. SATC.
Nope. That's a Mandela effect.
No, it's not.
Sex in the
it's
City.
It's never been Sex in the City.
Yep, that's Mandela effect.
You're dumb.
No.
There was another Mandela effect that I...
The Bernstein Bears.
I'm convinced that the Monopoly guy had a monocle.
That's what a lot of people say.
Does the Monopoly guy have a monocle, Aaron?
I mean, my first gut would be yes, but when I think of him, I don't see it.
I think it is yes. Because in Ace Ventura, I wonder if I go back and watch Ace Ventura now, it's different. There's a guy that walks down the stairs, and he's a little bald guy, and he has a monocle on. And he goes, you must be the Monopoly guy. That is proving my point.
What was something recent that I just saw? Shit, what was it? It was a Mandela effect thing. And they had proof from, there was like a clip of a movie.
The Shazam thing?
No.
How can I help you?
Hey, how's it going? This is Brendan Strong. I'm here with Big Nancy.
I'm sorry, what was that?
This is Brendan Strong. I'm here with Big Nancy.
Hello?
Yes, hello?
Are you guys busy?
No, not really.
Oh, great. Do you know, have you ever heard of the Mandela effect?
Yes.
So you know about it. Amanda has...
Okay, I have a question. Does the guy on the Monopoly box, does he have a monocle or does he not have a monocle? What do you think?
Does.
Guess what? Apparently he doesn't. And that's the one Mandela effect I can prove is a Mandela effect.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm really confused about this phone call.
I know. That's what's confusing is like because that's what makes it confusing. Is
okay,
that,
you know what another one was that I,
what?
I thought Louis Anderson killed himself.
Well, that's there's another host of Family Feud who killed himself.
But I thought there was like a Family Feud curse where he did it too.
Hmm.
No.
But I mean, he didn't. But my friend Bruce thinks that he died.
Well, okay. So here's some Mandela effect stuff. Curious George, does he have a tail or no?
No, I only know.
Never had a tail.
Well, that's because, I watch it now.
The Monopoly guy with the monocle, the Lindbergh baby.
What's that? She was stolen?
Lindbergh baby was stolen, but they...
Hello?
Yeah.
Why is it so loud there?
Yeah, it's really loud there. What's going on?
I mean, this is a business.
But why does it have to be so loud?
Are you in a mall?
Are you in a mall?
It sounds like you're in a busy mall.
Are the Arctic Monkeys playing a concert?
No.
Did you ever hear that band, the Arctic Monkeys?
Sorry, so can I help you guys?
Have you ever heard of the band, the Arctic Monkeys?
Yeah, if you could just answer that.
Can you answer who you are and why you're calling?
Yes. Okay. I'm calling because I have to ask you something. Did you know that Zanku chicken doesn't have tzatziki sauce?
And this is Brendan Strong.
I'm Big Nancy.
And we're calling about...
Okay.
Did you know that Star Wars, the Darth Vader never says, Luke, I am your father?
What does he say?
He says, no, I am your father.
Okay, well, that's crazy.
I know.
I have to have that misquoted for however many years since that movie came out.
Here's one. This is one. We were just watching this movie. So do you know in Snow White?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey, do you know in Snow White?
I'm sorry?
Have you ever seen Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs?
Yeah, this is Brendan Strong and Big Nancy. We're calling to place an order.
I know what it is, but I don't know the question about it.
Do you know?
You know, like the cartoon?
Have you ever heard of the Mandela effect?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is mind-blowing, this one. So the evil queen says, mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all, right? That's not what she says.
I mean, I saw it in Spanish when I was a kid, but yeah.
That's not what she says, though. She says, magic mirror on the wall.
No way.
Yep.
You know what?
That's more you know.
That's in Marley's little golden book of Snow White, too, and I thought, that's not right.
It's a Mandela effect. Well, that's because...
Is it a Mandela effect, or has it just been misquoted for...
As far as I know, Mandela effect is when everyone thinks something is one way, but it's actually not that way, right?
Yeah.
Right. Well, the theory is that there was like a split in like the space-time continuum or something.
And we're
and there's
maybe
like
in a
alternate
parallel,
parallel universes. So, and then the Mandela effect is like kind of some of the stuff bleeds, like it just bleeds over into each
dimension. So we remember, I don't know, I guess we've been, what we thought we saw was replaced with something from a different dimension.
Yeah. Are you still there? I mean, it got quiet.
Hello?
Oh, there. Oh, yeah. Hey.
Hey.
So, did you hear that last part?
No, I didn't.
Okay, so where did you leave off?
I honestly don't even remember, bro. This is such a funny conversation, and yeah, I'm just kind of over here just tripping out a little
tripping
bit.
Tripping out?
Yeah, dogs. Aren't you tripping out?
I mean,
seems like you guys are tripping out.
I'm tripping out.
I mean, Brendan attitude. Strong is always tripping. He lives.
I've smoked DMT.
You smoke DMT?
Have you ever smoked DMT? Yeah.
No, I haven't.
Well,
me neither.
It's quite the trip if you want to trip out, young lady.
I think it's dumb. Okay, yeah. What is happening?
You guys just called
what's going on there?
Random conversations with people?
No. We wanted to place an order.
I'm sorry?
We wanted to place an order.
What is that noise?
This is the loudest phone call I've ever heard.
Yeah, it's the loudest place I've ever heard. You guys should get, do you have to wear do you have to wear ear protection there?
Do you wear a hard hat?
I'm sorry?
So Kit Kat, you know the Kit Kat candy bar? Is there a hyphen between Kit and Kat?
No, we don't have that.
No, I don't think there is a hyphen.
No, there isn't.
Only because I just saw a Kit Kat bar.
Okay, Skechers shoes.
Yeah.
Is there a T in Skechers?
No.
No.
Okay. Never was.
So you guys want to place an order?
Yeah.
Sure.
What do you guys have? Do you have any specials today?
I can't listen.
Yeah, it's too loud.
We'll call you later.
Here's an order. Quiet your place down, you fucking smart mouth little
fucking
bitch.
Whore.
Bro.
Smart mouth.
You fucking little idiot. You dumb little fuck.
I bet she listens to... She goes on TikTok.
Yeah, she's a fucking moron.
We should start a TikTok.
Okay. Let's do it right now.
We should do a fake prank TikTok.
Oh, yeah, okay. Where I, like, scare you or whatever.
And I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
I'm like, it's so super mad.
101 Dalmatians.
Go. What is it? These are interesting.
Oh, wow. Cruella De Vil is just spelled devil, not D-E-V-I-L-L-E, from 101 Dalmatians. That doesn't seem right.
Well, you know what? I had a friend, Michelle De Vil, D-A-V-I-L-L-E.
It would be D-E-V-I-L-L-E.
And well, now I know what I'm saying is I had a friend with a similar last name.
Forrest Gump.
Two R's.
That's not the question.
Oh, what's the question?
Forrest Gump brought a lot of attention to a delicious box of chocolates, while most movie lovers remember the quote as...
Life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Gump actually says, life was like a box of chocolates.
Okay, well, he could say it like this. Life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. So it could be either way. That one's not so bad. That Snow White one, though, is trippy. And the Monopoly guy.
What is the... There's one that I just was fucking looking at. They were talking about... Oh, man, it had something to do with, like, the Twin Towers, how that was, like, the beginning of the Mandela Effect or something. Like, there's a reality... where the towers didn't fall. But what was the... God, there was something, because they referenced a movie. Ah, shit. I don't know.
A movie coming out?
No, they reference like they're like... But they quote... like it's like one of those sayings or whatever where they're like, that's not what they say. But they're like, but there's this scene in a movie where they... reference what doesn't exist or whatever.
Oh, weird.
But you know, another weird one is that Sally...
I was just going to say that. The Sally Field where she says...
You like me.
You really like me. She doesn't say that.
No.
What does she say? You can find... I mean, you can find it on YouTube. I remember looking that up and being like, what? Oh, this fucking thing popped off. Shit. It's okay. I keep messing with it.
What are you doing to it?
I'm just pull it down. I'm not going to touch it.
Yeah. Maybe stop touching
you
everything.
You move yours around.
Well, I'm not a retard.
You can't say that word. We should call Mark Proch.
We should.
And I can't deny the fact that you like me right now. You like me.
Oh, that's what it is. You like me right now. You like me.
Hmm. That could have just been, again, something that was like, you know, a game of telephone for many years. Dude, I don't fucking know. That's my Wookiee.
Oh, this is weird. So in Risky Business,
yeah,
when Tom Cruise is dancing around,
yeah,
you know, tick them old records on. So he's wearing tighty whities, a dress shirt.
And socks.
And socks. Sunglasses?
Yes.
No.
Not even when he first slides in?
That says no sunglasses present. What do you think of that, Aaron?
Yeah, it probably gets mixed up because he's wearing sunglasses on the cover.
I was going to say that. Poster. I was going to say that.
But yeah, no sunglasses in the scene.
How many times have you heard the phrase, "Hello, Clarice," spoken in a creepy voice as a reference to Silence of the Lambs?
A lot.
Well, if you're at all interested in pop culture.
What does he say?
He never says it.
He never says, "Hello, Clarice."
That's no.
You know what that's from? I'm taking off my bra. What?
I mean, I just need to find a new co-host.
Why can't I take my bra off?
You're breaking the microphones. You're fucking getting undressed. Like, can't
I'm
you just sit still?
I'm just taking off my bra. It's
you sit still for 5 minutes and focus on the podcast?
How about you be 6 months pregnant and then
okay.
You tell me.
I am 6 months pregnant.
Yeah. You look 200 months pregnant, bitch.
Oh, really? Is that a level of pregnancy?
Yeah, that's
you
a
fucking
real level.
Whore?
Supposedly, there was a woman in like India or something that was pregnant but never had the baby, and then it calcified in her stomach.
That's
but
so
I don't
nasty.
Know if that's possible. There's no way that you can keep it in. I mean, you go through labor.
I don't know. I mean, I guess it died in there, right?
Yeah, maybe it did just die.
Well, I mean, it would have, like, it's not living in there.
No, what I mean is it must have died before she was supposed to deliver. Because your body pushes it out.
No shit, Sherlock.
All right, Jesus Christ.
I'm a OBGYN.
Obstetrics. Obstetrics. Gynecology. Do you know that's what that means?
Who did I don't know where I just called.
I don't know either.
Should I call? I think this might be them. Should we call them back?
Why? It's so loud.
We'll just tell them that they're too loud.
Okay.
Well, that's the end of the free episode. But if you join the Patreon at www.patreon.com, there is more than 45 bonus minutes of this episode and much, much, much more content that comes with the $5 VIP membership. Join us and make your life worth living. Do it now. 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 Do it now.